Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Today, Christmas Day, 2020. The reason for the season. We just sang Go Tell It on the Mountain that Jesus Christ was born. I want to talk about the birth of Jesus Christ, which can be found in the book of Luke, second chapter. Probably I can start about let me just read.
Okay.
It's on page 1617 for those guys who have a Bible similar to mine. The Messiah being born. Mm-hmm. We had talked about previously about how Adam had been the closest person to God when he was in the garden alone mm-hmm. with God. Mm-hmm. He had a oneness. Mm-hmm. But God, in his infinite wisdom, knew that Adam was going to fall, and he had a contingency plan. Mm. His contingency plan was his son, Jesus Christ. As we always say in John 3:16, for God mm-hmm. so loved the world that he gave his only son. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read the book of Luke, mm-hmm. starting with chapter 2. Okay. And it reads as thus. I'm reading from the NIV version. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census would be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. Let me stop there for a second. We're always talking about lineage, mm-hmm. and it's important to understand that the lineage of Christ. And if you read the first chapter, the entire first chapter of Matthew, it lists the whole lineage. I call it the begot chapter, because this one begot that one, begot that one, all the way down to the birth of Christ. Okay, so I'm going back to verse 5. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel of the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. He will be a sign to you. You will find him, the baby, wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those to whom his favor rests." Isn't that something? So let's talk about Christ. And let's talk about the Lord. God had a plan. Mm-hmm. He had a plan for the beginning to send his son. Mm-hmm. And it was, of all the births before and after, there's never been a birth as important, as meaningful as this birth. Mm-hmm. There never will be one. Mm-hmm. Because on to this day, a Savior was born, a Messiah, the Lord. Hmm. See, we talk about all the seeds. I mentioned in Matthew 1 that he's part of the lineage. Mm-hmm. But he's also, and this is very important, he's the Son of God. Mm-hmm. That means he is came directly from the Father, mm-hmm. and he has his DNA, mm-hmm. his attributes, mm-hmm. on all the things that make God, God, is in Jesus, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, because of that, he's our Savior. He's the one that's going to save us, or has saved us, from the sins of the world. Who knew at that moment that that little infant baby, who didn't have, couldn't find a place for him to lay his head, would end up saving mankind? Not just during his life, but after his life. For generations to generations, decades to decades, centuries to centuries, as long as there is life, there's salvation thanks to this little innocent baby sleeping in the manger. Now, they say that the angels appeared in front of the shepherds and they were terrified. I mean, let's face it, this is not something that you see every day. But then the birth of someone like Jesus isn't something that happens every day. Okay? So when they saw the angels, they were terrified. And the angel said, "Fear not." Mm-hmm. He said, "Because what's going on in David, in the city of David right now, mm-hmm. is huge. Mm-hmm. This is not to be taken lightly. Okay. This is not to be taken for granted. Okay. This is the birth of Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, the Son of God. You should be rejoicing. You should be happy. And fear not." Okay, so here we are on Christmas Day, you know, 2,020 years later. Mm-hmm. And here we are, we're rejoicing and praising other things. Mm-hmm. We always mention he's the reason for the season, but do we really, really grasp what this birth did for all of mankind, not just you and me, but everybody? Because if God had decided not to give his only begotten son, where would we be? We'd be lost. We have nothing to hold our hats on. Our salvation would not be here. We would not be saved. We would not have any way of not sinning. We can't, it's obvious we couldn't keep the Ten Commandments, which is why he sent them in the first place, to do away with the law, but to bring grace. None of this would happen if God had decided not to allow his son to be born. So, yes, I love Christmas, don't get me wrong. I love the tree, ho, ho, ho. But let's not forget, if we're going to always say, let's not forget the reason for the season. Well, here's the reason behind the season, okay? Mm-hmm. Unto this world, a child was born. That child was Jesus. That child was the Messiah, our Savior, and our Lord. And he was born to take away the sins of the world. Mm. And you think about this one birth, out of all the births in the history of life, this one birth had that much significance, that much meaning, that it... That's why we have Christmas. That is Christmas. The birth of Christ, celebrating his birth. And, you know, we should commemorate Christmas that way all the time. We really should. We should never lose sight on the reason for the season, because without that reason, there is no season. You hear me? We have nothing. We are totally lost without the birth of Christ. It was the beginning of our very salvation. It was the beginning of our relationship with God. It was the beginning of our walk with God. We could not do anything without God, without Christ. So if this one infant child had not been born, we would be totally lost. So we need to say, "Lord, thank you for sending your son, Jesus, to save us. Because without him, we were totally lost and would be totally lost." So the angels and the shepherds went and to honor this baby. He said, well, they're honoring the baby. He's an infant. He don't even know what's going on. Right? It's not about the baby knowing what's going on. It's about honoring the sacrifice this baby's going to make down the line. You know, because down the line, he's going to give his life, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. He's going to take abuse. He's going to be accused of things he didn't do, all in the name of his Father. This one little infant. So yes, they need to bring a little frankincense, a little myrrh and something to commemorate and to honor this child who's going to do the greatest sacrifice in the history of mankind. And it's just a little baby in a manger. But God knew already what this baby was going to endure. And the angels was praising God for loving us so much to give his son. And so when the shepherds came and the wise men came to honor this baby, it was because of not just the fact that it was the son of Christ and just because he was just born, but it goes beyond that. I mean, those are good reasons, but it goes beyond that because they're saying, you know what? Thank you. They're thanking him already, and he ain't even done anything yet. They're thanking him and praising him because they know that he's going to save everybody. This one little baby. And there was tons of babies born that night. He wasn't the only baby born that night, but this baby was the baby. You know, there was no other baby that could compare to this baby. This baby was the Son of God, is the Son of God, and would grow into his full stature, would save us through his going to the cross, and you know the stories. So we commemorate today the birth of Jesus Christ, who is our Messiah, who is our Savior, who is the Son of God. Because had this baby not been born, we would not even be sitting here. The sins of the world would have overtaken us by now. Okay? So it is a good thing to give praise not only to God, but to praise Jesus and to thank him. Because that day was the beginning of our salvation. That day was when that baby was born, things changed for us. We had hope. We had grace. All these things came with this one birth. With this one little baby in a manger, it changed the entire world and how you viewed it. Because if this baby had not been born, we'd be gone. There's no hope. What now? That innocent infant baby answered the question of where's the hope? He was the hope of our salvation. He is the hope of our salvation. He's the hope of us growing into God, knowing the Lord, trusting the Lord. All this out of this little baby in a manger. I thank God for this baby in this manger. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the life he led. I thank you for his sacrifice. And I thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much. Amen. You loved us so much that you gave this baby, your only begotten son, no less, to save the world. Because you said in John 3:17, you didn't send him to condemn us, but to save us. So we thank you, Lord. We give honor to you for allowing this beautiful, innocent baby to be born. And we commemorate the date of his birth because it is vital. It is the beginning of hope, the beginning of salvation. It's the beginning of life as we know it. Because without the birth of Jesus Christ, we're lost and we have nothing. So, Lord, we want to just take a moment and thank you. I'm going to lead us in prayer because it is vital that we give thanks for the birth of Christ. Please bow your heads and pray with me. Eternal God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we come. Because of Jesus, we come. Because of Jesus, we can come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give thanks, Father. Thank you for loving us so much to send your only begotten Son to save us, to give us hope,
to give us a reason for this season. He is the reason for this season. Lord, we give you thanks to stay, Lord. We're here, Lord, because of your son and his sacrifice. All the things that he did, Lord, that the things he had to endure, the shedding of his blood, all this to save us, Lord, to save mankind, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor him today, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We say happy birthday, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we just want to give thanks today, Lord. We just want to, before we got into the commercialism of this holiday, we wanted to give praise where praise is due. We wanted to give thanks where thanks is due. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We commemorate your birth, Jesus, and we thank you because without you, we have nothing. We had nothing before you, and we have something now because of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your sacrifice, Jesus. Thank you for being born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you, Lord. We don't want to ask for anything. You've already done everything, Lord. Hallelujah. It was finished in the beginning. We thank you, Almighty Father. Hallelujah. We thank you this day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We commemorate your birth. We commemorate you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are truly our Savior. We acknowledge that, Lord. We acknowledge you as our Savior. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for saving us, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 May all the bells in the world ring. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The birth of the Messiah is being honored today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We're not where we were. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our salvation, hallelujah. Hallelujah, our hope, hallelujah. All these things came with the birth of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for that birth. Hallelujah. Have mercy on your people, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to worship you this day, Lord. Help us to thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your birth. Thank you for your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for our salvation, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May you be honored throughout the land today, Lord. Hallelujah. May you be honored. May you be given the praise that you deserve, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, but more than anything, we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your birth this day, Lord. Hallelujah. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I wanted to do, Lord. I just wanted to give thanks this morning. And we just receive our praise this morning, Lord. Receive it, I pray. I pray, Lord, that you'll watch over your land. Help us, oh Lord, to understand and appreciate the birth of Jesus Christ. I ask and I pray it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.